This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House this week is scheduled to vote on a bill that could make it easier for consumers to import U.S.-made brand-name prescription drugs. Consumers could buy drugs from Canada and other developed countries. The drug industry and the Bush administration say that could threaten the safety of the drug supply. Here are two reports. The first is from NPR's Julie Rovner on the intense lobbying over the bill.
Drug reimportation, as it's called, is hardly a new issue on Capitol Hill. The House and Senate have each voted on it a half dozen times. The goal is to allow Americans to purchase drugs intended for sale in other countries at their lower international prices. But this time the stakes are higher than they've ever been. That's because the drug reimportation issue has become part of the broader Medicare prescription drug bill. Missouri Republican Joanne Emerson won the promise of a separate vote on the reimportation bill when she agreed to cast the deciding vote on the Medicare bill.
My bottom line is that our seniors deserve not to have to subsidize Canada, Europe, Germany, France, Switzerland, developed countries who can well afford to pay the same price in drugs that we do.
Advocates of opening U.S. markets say Americans pay more because other countries impose price controls and that the drug industry simply wants to protect its profits. But opponents, including the drug industry and the Food and Drug Administration, say the safety of the nation's drug supply is at stake. FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan says his agency is already overburdened by the volume of drugs Americans are buying from other countries over the Internet.
Reimportation, especially as envisioned in the legislation that the House is considering now, would make our job much harder. It would not only increase the volume of imports coming in with no reliable ways for us to be able to assure which drugs are safe and effective and which drugs aren't, it would impose some unprecedented restrictions on our ability even to inspect packages that are coming across the border.
The impending vote has touched off a furious lobbying campaign by opponents. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, the drug industry's trade group, has been running ads. So has the Seniors Coalition, a conservative group the drug industry helps fund. The senior group's radio ads urge listeners to call their representatives and tell them to vote against the bill.
It's one thing for a politician to risk their own life with unsafe medicines. It's another for them to risk yours.
But at least one member of Congress is fighting back. Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel last week launched his own response ad in his Chicago district.
I've approved this message because I want you to know that these negative attacks won't stop us from fighting to end the price gouging in prescription drugs. They can run their ads. We're going to keep fighting to put seniors and taxpayers first.
In an interview, Emanuel says he doesn't buy the argument about safety.
My view is when somebody tells you repeatedly it's not about money, it's about money. And that's what this issue is. It's all about money.
It's also about abortion. Among those running ads against the bill is the Traditional Values Coalition. In mailings and ads targeting some two dozen House members, the anti-abortion group charges that the reimportation bill would make the abortion pill RU486, quote, as available as aspirin. The campaign has outraged those like Congresswoman Emerson, who oppose abortion but support drug reimportation.
They've gone way overboard, and the fact is that you can't even buy RU486 with a prescription. You have to be a physician to be able to order it. And even if we had the most liberal bill allowing reimportation from every country in the universe, you still could not get RU486. Over the Internet.
Backers of the reimportation bill charge that the Traditional Values Coalition has taken money from the drug industry, which neither the group nor the industry will confirm or deny. Drug industry trade group PhRMA does confirm that its lawyers drafted a memo arguing that the bill would make the abortion pill easier to get, as the Traditional Values Coalition claims. Meanwhile, the Traditional Values Coalition has been suspended from a group of anti-abortion members of Congress and outside groups. Pennsylvania Republican Joseph Pitts, an anti-abortion leader and the group's chairman, says he opposes drug reimportation, but agrees that it's not an abortion issue and that the Traditional Values Coalition's behavior was out of line.
They have initiated what we consider an unwarranted attack without warning on many of our members. I would say probably 25 to 30 pro-life members, members with 100% pro-life voting record.
The Traditional Values Coalition did not return phone calls from NPR. PhRMA did call back, but a spokesman said the group does not discuss legislative strategy. If the House does vote to make reimportation easier, that position will have to be reconciled with the Senate bill. The Senate Medicare would also make it easier to buy drugs from Canada, but it also includes language letting FDA disapprove the program if it thinks it could jeopardize the safety of the drug supply. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.